And at the start of the month, we like to catch up on what's happening in Streaky Bay. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I understand there's a play in Streaky Bay at the moment.
Yes. Well, so next week, yeah, we have Euphoria visiting Streaky Bay, and we're very privileged to have this visiting Streaky Bay because it will be coming to Port Augusta, Port Lincoln, Whyalla, and little old Streaky Bay. So it is written by Australian playwright Emily Steele, and it is bringing regional voices to the fore and an entire town to life with authenticity and unmistakable wit. So I'm definitely heading along. I'm looking forward to it a lot. So next Tuesday night, the 8th of June at 7 p.m. at the Streaky Bay Institute Hall. You can book online through Country Arts SA.
Fantastic. And I understand that the Streaky Bay Council is going to be holding an open day for people interested in being a councillor.
Yes. So the Streaky Bay Council are doing a supplementary election in 2021. So they've had a few councillors either resign or leave the district, I believe. And so they're doing a supplementary election and they're doing a candidate briefing session for anyone interested on becoming, you know, joining the Streaky Bay District Council as a councillor on Saturday the 5th of June at the Streaky Bay Hotel at 10 a.m. And all inquiries can be directed to Penny Williams at the Streaky Bay District Council.
Certainly get onto that if you are interested in being part of the council. And football and netball teams are starting to gear up to go further afield.
Yeah, so our local netball teams, juniors, and I believe a couple of our seniors are preparing themselves to head to Adelaide for the June long weekend for the Country Carnival, which is always exciting for our netballers. Wonderful chance to get to play with other netballers from the region, not just your own club. To represent the new Western Air League that we have up this way now. And, of course, the boys or the lads are getting prepared in the under-15 Norwood Cup, so they head to Port Lincoln on the June long weekend for the Sunday. And, yeah, they'll be representing Western Air. And, of course, the older players, the adult men, are getting themselves organised for Mortlock. So it's new and exciting, and we've never obviously played in this league before, and it'll be nice to see how we go.
And speaking of something else that's new, you were telling me that there's a surprisingly large number of tourists around for this time of year.
Yeah, so normally Streaky Bay goes a bit dormant in the winter. You know, we don't get a lot of tourists come through, but we're seeing a lot of tourists. The town is still busy. And, Streaky Bay is a beautiful place to be in the winter as well. Plenty of things to do. The beaches and coastline are also really beautiful in the winter. So there is a lot of people getting around. We're seeing a lot of people with sort of rooftop campers and things like that. And also, I think, a lot of people going through the caravan park, which is great. So hopefully everyone is... I think there's a big call out there too to be respectful to our coastline, collect your own rubbish, find a toilet, all that sort of stuff as well. So hopefully people are getting that message and protecting our precious coastline and beaches.
Absolutely. Very keen to make sure that people do pay attention and look after the environment and leave it preferably cleaner than when they found it. But just as clean is just as good. Thank you, Susie, and we'll have a chat again in a month's time.
No worries. Talk then. Bye.